Don't pull over. Just turn the volume up. It's time for Roll Call with Chief Brian Dugan. We're calling out those who are bridging the gap to improve the lives and safety of others. Here now is your host, Campus Top Cop, Brian Dugan.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are going to chat with Christine Rover. She is here to discuss the Center for Autism-Related Disabilities and working to keep our children and families safe. Christine, can you tell us a little bit about the CARD and your role there?
Sure. Thank you for having us this afternoon. I'm the Coordinator of Community Engagement at the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities at the University of South Florida. We're also known as CARD. We were the first of seven regional centers created in Florida by the legislature 26 years ago. So we're sort of the best kept secret in Florida. And it's a service to families, as you mentioned, service providers, teachers, businesses, and it's at no cost.
Really? I didn't realize it was at no cost. I didn't know it had been around that long.
Yes. So we can provide direct assistance to families, and we are out in the community. So we go to them. They don't come to our offices at USF. And we can also work with teachers in classrooms and businesses. And then we do a lot of resource and referral out of our offices also.
That's really interesting. You know, the one thing about autism, you know, I think it's one of those things that we don't really know how to describe it, so to speak, but we know what it is, especially we know what it is. See, and unfortunately, there's so many families that are touched by it. If you don't have someone in your immediate family, in your home, you probably have a relative that has somewhat been affected by it. You know, I know personally, I have an adult nephew who has been affected by it, and it's been, you know, quite the journey for my brother and sister-in-law, especially when they got the news years ago when he was just young. It affected, you know, the entire family. You don't really understand what it is at the time. And I think the biggest anxiety for the family was you don't know what the future holds. It's the unknown out there. And you start searching for answers and for help. You know, back then, you know, this was 22 years ago. And, you know, fortunately, we had the internet. We were able to do some research. But, you know, there's so much more information out there. And I think, you know, maybe CARD is one of the places where a family can go once they get that news.
And we like to think of ourselves as that first stop, your first choice for autism resources, so you don't have to do an internet search because thousands of options will come up. And as you said, especially for that initial diagnosis, kind of knowing where to go, where are the resources, who should I contact? And like I said, we have a database of almost 26 years of who the behavior specialist and even if you're looking for a pediatric dentist who has experience with kids with autism, and we customize it to your location, to your insurance, so that you are not searching and calling 200 dentists in Tampa Bay and trying to find someone who can work well with your child.
Yeah, no, that, you know, it's there's so many challenges that until you're immersed in it, you don't really realize what you're up against sometimes. And you know, finding, you know, like I said, a dentist and doctors and medications and just juggling so much of it. And, you know, one of the challenges that my family had was just the juggling of the medications and what's the right dosage and the right combination and things like that. And it's a challenge. You know, one of the things my brother struggled with when his son was younger was, you know, when you take him to a restaurant, it's a different thing. I think people are a lot more accepting now of it, you know, and I think probably CARD and organizations like yourself are a huge part of that.
Well, and that was the whole beginning of the Autism Friendly Business Initiative. 10 years ago, we were hearing from families that we were working with so that they could go into the community. They could go to the Florida Aquarium. They could go to Blazer Children's Museum and have a good experience. But a lot of, like you're saying, restaurants and other businesses didn't know how to support and welcome customers and guests on the autism spectrum. So we started working with those businesses to teach them strategies to welcome customers and guests. And the Autism Friendly Business Initiative has grown throughout our 14 counties that we serve in Southwest Florida. And it included Mayor Buckhorn's announcement several years ago to make Tampa the first major city to become autism friendly. So we've been working throughout the city employee network as well as our police officers.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So let's talk about the training and, you know, part of the Autism Friendly City is the training that you've done for our police officers, you've done for city employees. As chief of police, you're the chief worrier also. You worry about what can go wrong or what situation are we putting police officers in, what situation we're putting our citizens in. And I always try to put myself in the other person's shoes and what are they thinking. And I think about, I see things through a different lens, a different perspective. And I worry about a police officer responding to a call for service and there being an autism person there, an autistic person there. And just trying to, how are we going to deal with them and not agitate them or try to de-escalate the situation. It's just not always easy to quickly recognize some of the things that we want. And so we did some training. We had over 950 of our officers. We had 100 reserve officers that completed the autism awareness training. And just tell us a little bit about CARD's role in helping us develop that training.
Yes, CARD provided some technical assistance around that training that your officers engaged in and really providing sort of the strategies for maybe recognizing, because as you said, there's not a physical attribute. You don't see a wheelchair or, you know, something that would say there might be some special needs to take into consideration. But for instance, things that your officers might feel like that's aggressive or they're not following my directions, we provided some tips of, well, if you ask them a question, if they repeat it, maybe ask it in a different way. So just helping with those strategies. And some of these strategies are good for all individuals that you might come across on your rounds. So we've helped with that. We also created a protect and serve tips. And again, this sort of gives us some of those strategies, modeling the calming behavior.
Yeah, what we're talking about is we have a trifold CARD. And it just kind of gives tips for police officers, law enforcement, really just anyone, but it's more geared towards police officers, but I think it's probably good hints for anyone on how to, when you're interacting with persons on the autism spectrum disorder. And, it's because that's what I worry the most about is, are we observant enough? And you talked about how it can really expand into other training. And, police officers, we're always talking of, we're talking about mental health issues, how to deal with people with mental health issues, how to deal with people that may have some type of medical crisis, whether it be diabetic or epilepsy, or someone on the autism spectrum disorder. Yeah, and these are all things that this training helps us discover some of our biases and things like that. And it really expands much further beyond just this one category. And hopefully is making our police officers better equipped, both mentally and emotionally, on how to deal with things and how to communicate with people. But you not only train the police department, you've offered training to all across the city. And I think that's just, an amazing thing that we've been able to do that.
Yeah, we've trained nearly 3,000 City of Tampa employees over the last 2 years, from fire rescue to the convention center, so that it's really a welcoming environment for not only the residents of Tampa, but expanding, because we have so many visitors to our city. And so having the city employees be welcoming in all venues, and then we've expanded it out to our autism-friendly businesses as well, and they're located in the city, like Laser Children's Museum and the Florida Aquarium.
Okay. If there's anybody interested in calling in out there, our phone number, we'll be taking some calls in a minute. Our phone number is 347-989-0030. That's 347-989-0030. Let's talk a bit. We talk about the training here. How much training goes in when you're dealing with the autism-friendly businesses?
Well, we really look at what the business is doing, and we customize it. So, for instance, at Glazer Children's Museum, we would go in and we would talk about, the experience that all children who are coming to that museum would have. And then we talk about some of the things, like even as simple as they have the automatic flushing toilets and the automatic sink, and that sudden noise could be a sensory trigger for some individuals. So Glazer offers a little cover that goes over that automatic flushing that you could utilize. We have a distract pack kit that is available to the autism-friendly businesses we work with, and many of the city offices have it, as well as your parks and recreation. And it has some noise-canceling headphones and some fidgets and those kinds of things. So those are the types of strategies we share with those businesses.
And so tell me about it. What did you call it? A distract pack?
A distract pack. Yeah.
And what it looked like, I saw one around here earlier. It looks almost like a toolkit almost,
mm-hmm.
and with some things
yeah.
inside.
It really is a toolkit and, with strategies and material.
And so is
material.
It autism-friendly businesses will have that there. Somebody wants to take it out and start playing, and that's there for them?
Yes. And if they go to one of the city parks and recreation facilities and it's overstimulating with lights or sounds, there's sunglasses in there and the noise-canceling headphones and just some things that they can occupy their hands. And
now, how would someone know that that's an autism-friendly business?
We do have a full list of the autism-friendly businesses on our card website, and then we also have a separate tab on our website for all the City of Tampa, all the parks and recreation staff and facilities that have been through our training.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. That is something that I did not realize that was out there, especially the distract pack. I really think that is really cool that it's already out there. I'm sure most families travel with something. I know my brother and his sister-in-law and my sister-in-law, they travel with something, but sometimes you get busy and you forget it. And it can create a bit of a crisis at times. And those are the things. And I think that is just an amazing thing. Again, our phone number is 347-989-0030. So we're gonna be taking a break shortly, but when we come back, I want to talk a little about our special needs registry and some of the things that we have going on here at the Tampa Police Department. It's something that I'm very proud of, because having a nephew affected by it, and it's something that I worry about whether we as a police department have enough information when we show up at someone's house. And that's, one of the things that we've shared with other agencies. Tampa Fire Rescue is involved in it, because it's there's information that when we show up at a house, we want to know about it. And it's a good way for families to let us know what's going on, but that we know what's going to happen and who we're going to deal with when we arrive. So we will go into a break right now.
Do you have a child or loved one who has a disability? Register today for the Tampa Police Department's Help Us, Help You Special Needs Registry. Participation is free, 100% voluntary, and completely confidential. Tampa police officers and firefighters responding to a call at your home will have access to the information you provide. This lets first responders know if there is a person inside of a home with a limited ability to communicate. Help Us, Help You reduces the possibility of misunderstandings and added stress for children and adults with disabilities when they come in contact with first responders. This free service is available to City of Tampa residents and applies to the address where the individual with special needs resides. Visit tampagov.net/police and click on the Special Needs Registry on the left to learn more. Register today to help us help you keep your family safe.
And we are back. You're now listening to Roll Call with me, your host, Chief Brian Dugan. Today I'm here with Christine Rover from CARD, which is CARD stands for the Center of Autism and Related Disabilities. You know, it was back last May in 2018 where we had launched a program. It was our special needs registry and our safety net. And it was, we had an employee who came to me and came up with this idea. And to me, it was just a no-brainer. You know, why wouldn't we do this? And you know, having a family member personally affected by autism, you know, it was a good way. We launched it in April, which is Autism Awareness Month. We did some stickers on our police cars with the puzzle piece, which is something that I was very proud of. But you know, we our special needs registry. We have, you know, more than 100. Registrations. Many are children with autism. You know, I would love to get that number to be even bigger, but you know, it's I think it's about awareness. That's kind of why today we have you in here for the podcast to help us with some of our awareness. So what other resources are out there to help keep kids with autism safe?
Well, I can tell you that the training for your officers, first responders, and even schools to let the families, the teachers know about these resources that we're going to talk about. It really has a significant impact on not only the safety, but also the quality of life for our Tampa residents. So the safety net tracking devices, you mentioned that as one thing that we talked about this, and CARD helped bring it to TPD many years ago with Gene King. Officer Gene King really kept us engaged and said, we've got to have this here for all of our citizens who are at risk of wandering. And it's a device that's got a radio transmitter within the bracelet. An individual who's at risk of wandering wears it all the time. And if they do get lost, they call 911 and report that that person has a safety net tracking bracelet. And your officers are trained to go out there and find that person. And this device has been proven to be really life-saving.
Yeah, you know, the safety net program, you know, right now we currently have 38 subscribers. 31 of them are children with autism. And, you know, I tell you, we've done a tremendous amount of training. I personally have gone to different conferences sponsored by the Florida Chiefs of Police Association and things like that. And, you know, law enforcement's response to missing children with autism, you know, it has to be in a very timely manner. Whatever reasons, maybe you understand better, it seems like these kids are sometimes drawn the water in a very quick manner. We had I had met a police officer. He was, I believe, captain or major in another department, and he lost his son. Their son just kind of wandered on him and ended up drowning in a nearby pond. And that's why, you know, the safety net is so valuable. I wish we had more, but unfortunately, there's a cost that is associated with it. Do you know if there's any other type of programs out there that can help defray the cost of safety net or anything like that?
There are grants and that kind of thing. And CARD has, through our fundraising initiatives, we have purchased bracelets that are available for individuals who get registered with us, have an autism spectrum disorder diagnosis. And when I left the office this morning, they were working on a child getting him registered here in Hillsborough County. I'm not sure where exactly he lives, but so we can help with some grants to help defray that cost. And then we also visit our families. We go into the home, we bring a safety kit, and that again is available to residents throughout Southwest Florida at no charge, and it includes door alarms and stop signs, because our goal, both of us, is that the children not wander or get lost in the first place.
Yes.
The safety net is a backup plan. It's a safety net.
Right.
To help find them quickly. But our goal at CARD is that we put enough strategies and safeguards in the home or the school or in the community so that they're not getting lost in the first place.
Yeah, it's really amazing to me the work that CARD has done of, you know, researching and you know, talking to parents and that are dealing with children on autism and sharing that information and lessons learned from other groups. And because I think that's the big thing of, you know, of any situation, is sharing experiences and learning from other people's experiences so you can avoid putting our children in some of these situations. And I think that is, in my opinion, one of the most valuable things that CARD does is sharing that information, how to help some of our families that are out there.
Yes. And sometimes it's putting that actual toolkit, that safety kit in their hands, and our staff sitting at the kitchen table and reviewing how to utilize the materials. But then we also have visuals available online that parents can download. So we have a social narrative about not getting lost, and you have to stay with an adult, and our water safety initiative the same way.
Yeah, no, it's amazing because, like I said, when you get that information of, you know, that you're dealing with, you have the diagnosis of the autism, it is overwhelming. You know, I know for our family, I think there was some, you know, you start blaming yourself, you start wondering what happens, and it's just a very emotional time, and you just don't know where to turn. And I think that is, you know, why it's so tremendous that CARD is out there to be able to help these families. And it's almost a time of crisis when you first get that diagnosis, and, you know, it's amazing how you can learn that stuff. So we have an event coming up this Friday with the Tampa Police Department and CARD, and you're going to be out there. It's, you know, we're going to have the Children's Ward in Ybor City, and it's Autism Night Out. It's one of the first times we've done that. It's a safety workshop for parents and children with autism. And we're going to teach a little bit about the personal and home safety and the water safety. You know, what information can parents get from CARD at this event?
We're going to have a representative out there. She's going to do a little info session, but she'll also be hosting our table. So we'll have information about our safety kits, our autism and water safety brochures, tips and strategies, and if they're not already connected with CARD, making sure that they're connected with us to get some of those safety resources right in person on Friday.
Yeah, no, that's I'm always amazed about the Tampa members of the Tampa Police Department and the ideas that they come up with. We've had, several of our police officers who've had family members affected by the autism spectrum disorder, and they have really stepped up and really wanted to play an integral part in this whole thing. And it makes me proud, and it's kind of a calling for them. And like I said, I think it's amazing that people are so willing to share their experiences and try and help others, learn from the experiences they went through. We should have some of our autism stickers out there and everything. And I think it's our first one, and I think we'll learn a lot, and it's going to be a good event. So what are other ways that the community can get involved to help support CARD?
Yes, well, we definitely want them to come out and support the Autism Night Out on Friday at the Children's Board in Ybor City. And on site, they'll be able to register for the Help Us Help You program. They can also visit CARD's website for more. All of our brochures, our visuals, everything is available on our website, on our CARD website. You can find us on social media at CARDUSF. And then we fund a lot of these materials, the distract packs, the safety kits, through our fundraising initiatives. And you can come out and cycle with us. And I know we will have a couple of TPD officers out there directing traffic.
Yep, we'll be out there.
Cycling for Autism on Saturday, May the 4th, starting at Whiskey Joe's.
Well, that's appropriate. You get on, start at Whiskey Joe's when you're on your
you
bike.
Well, you start and end at Whiskey Joe's.
Hopefully they're not hitting the whiskey until the end. So, so that is this April 26th. It's this Friday night for our Autism Night Out. And so, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's some valuable information. You've been a great partner to the Tampa Police Department. It's like I said, I have a saying that no one does it alone. That's the whole idea behind our podcast, the Roll Call with the Chief, where we talk about the various organizations that play a role in keeping our community safe. And there's a variety of ways. It's not just about law enforcement putting people in jail. It's about, CARD has helped us be a better police department, provide a better, more professional service to our citizens through our registry and through the training that we're doing. It really helps when you look at the entire city, the way they've been trained, and it's just amazing to me. So, Christine, we're running out of time. Is there, a 30-second plug? I'm shocked you guys are on Twitter. I'm about to start following you on Twitter.
Yes, please do. Really, on behalf of our CARD staff and the 7,000 families we support across Southwest Florida, we really want to express our gratitude from Mayor Bob Buckhorn's commitment and your commitment to really prioritizing the safety and the inclusion for all residents in parks and recreation. And obviously the safety is a paramount concern for all of us.
Yeah, Mayor Buckhorn has just been a true champion of making this an autism-friendly city and obviously doing so many other things. And I know Jane Castor personally, and she will certainly, pick the baton up, so to speak, and won't even skip a beat. And there's no doubt in my mind that she is going to be just as supportive in all of this. I appreciate you taking the time out to come out with us today. I know you're very busy, but I think you have an important message. And we are forever indebted to CARD at the Tampa Police Department and all the help that you provide for us. I'd like to thank all of our listeners today who joined us for this episode of Roll Call with Christine Rover from the Center of Autism Related Disabilities. Next week with Roll Call with the Chief, will Lieutenant Doug Groves, who will join us next week to talk about the upcoming police unity tour that's coming up, where they'll be riding 250 miles from Virginia to Washington, D.C. If you make sure you tune in. And as always, remember, we all play a role in keeping Tampa safe. And until next time, be careful out there.
Roll Call with Chief Brian Dugan is directed and produced by Janelle McGregor, with technical assistance provided by Eddie Durkin, Steve Haggerty, and Derek Lang. Keep the conversation going on social media, following @TampaPD on Facebook and Twitter, and use the hashtag Roll Call.